Wusstest du, dass TK Maxx immer die besten Markendeals hat? Duftkerzen für alle, Sportoutfits, stylische Pieces für dein Zuhause, Designer-Handtasche, check, check, check. Bei TK Maxx findest du große Marken zu unglaublichen Preisen. Psst. Im Onlineshop auf tkmaxx.de kannst du rund um die Uhr die besten Markendeals shoppen. TK Maxx, immer der bessere Deal im Store und online.
Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön, rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.
Welcome to a new episode of the Anna Hughes podcast. I'm delighted to share with you some really good tips on race nutrition because I think and I know it's such a big deal for most people, especially when you run over the half marathon distance, certainly in ultra marathon racing and training. The right nutrition that doesn't upset your stomach, that makes you feel good, that keeps the energy levels high is absolutely crucial. So before we go into that, I am wanting to say that I'm working on the technical side of improving these podcasts, working on the microphone quality, which is a really good microphone I'm holding up here, but I still feel there's some refinements I can make. So there's like that background noise of a little knocking of what it sounds like when I listen to the replay. I'm going to try to work on that. So hopefully these podcasts are going to improve in quality. But never mind. The value I want to share with you today, I think, is really going to help you to improve your performance. Because when you do make sure that your body is well nourished and that your mind is clear, you can sustain your effort much longer. So you can sustain your efforts for hours and hours on end. And I want to share with you my personal experience from last weekend's ultra race, which was a 40-miler covering just, how many feet were that? Oh, I can't remember. But anyways, it was 5,100 meters of vertical gain and 2,500 meters of downhill running. So before we go into that, though, let me just share with you another thing that is that I really want you to subscribe to my iTunes channel, which is the Anna Hughes podcast. You can find it there, so you always have the latest update on the podcast. I'm still just playing with the format, whether I run these podcasts every other week, whether I invite more guests in future, I'm sure I will. Just at the moment, I just can't wrap my head around doing all the research. I'm quite happy right now to share with you any training experiences, training tips, nutrition, mindset, all that kind of stuff that really helps you to improve your own running. So also please check out my website annachughes.com. I have a blog on there where I share my personal journey to the road to 100 miles. You can also view my coaching services there. So if you do need help in that area of trying to improve your time maybe, or you just want to get more in tune, in balance with your work life and workout or running routine, I'll help you with that too. So the coaching just takes you behind the structured training plan. It's so much more than that because most of my clients experience a huge improvement in their lives on all levels, that they grow in confidence, that they are able to make more self-determined decisions, that they kind of use the training plan as something else for their life. And that is so individual. And I help you on your individual journey. So check out those services on the website too, which you find under the button Work With Me. So let me just get right into it right now. Race nutrition. The way I broke it down was, well, first off, it was a middle of the night start. So we started on Friday night at 1 o'clock, so 1 a.m., which was completely new for me. I had raced the 12-hour race years ago, and I remember that was quite difficult to time all the eating and drinking beforehand and not getting any sleep, although I tried to nap, but it's pretty surreal to think that you're going to get enough sleep before such a race because you're all excited and nervous and the rhythm is all like twisted, so you just have to go with it and just make sure that you at least are well hydrated and well nourished before you take off in the middle of the night. So the race included lots of single trails, lots of uphill running and walking, very, very technical terrain, partly also just like normal forest paths or tracks, very little tarmac. So it was a really diverse route, very special landscape wise too. And I knew that I needed to sustain my energy levels throughout, because it's also a muscular thing. If you give it all on the first uphill or ascent, you're going to get cramps on the top there, or at least on the downhill, which also goes all in your quads. So you need to make sure that you have enough calories also, and enough energy and electrolytes especially. And what I've experienced before is that my hands used to swell up, I used to get very bloaty, I would not be able to pee on the route, like, you know, in previous races or in long training hours, long training sessions. I'd get these special, like, headaches, you know, these headaches where you feel like your head is exploding from just, you know, the effort that you put into all those hours. So that's something that I've dealt with for so many years. So I came across Tailwind, and I've mentioned Tailwind many times, and I'm actively promoting Tailwind because it is the best product I know that's out there in that area of endurance running, endurance fueling. And they promote it as just, that's all you need all day. All you need all day, and just go. Mix it, pour water with it, shake it and go. And it's exactly what works. So I've used it in training before just to see how my stomach would tolerate it. And what I did was I knew roughly I'd be around 10 to 12 hours for the distance, because of all the uphill running and walking. I knew I couldn't, like, you know, run very fast except for maybe the flatter sections. But for the main part, I knew I would need a good 200 calories and lots of fluids throughout. And I just know that I'm really good at tolerating liquid stuff, which many people do, so I'm not really good on the gels. The bars can be okay, but they really don't mix with Tailwind. I tried it and I had to choke on half a bar I ate and just spat it out because it just didn't work. So what I did was I filled up a 1.5 liter water bladder in my running vest, on my running backpack that I took with me, and I put 6 stick packs of Tailwind in different flavors in it, mandarin orange and tropical buzz. I think that's also got some caffeine, I'm not quite sure right now. But so what I did was I just, you know, filled up with water, shook the whole bladder, and then just wore it on my back. And in addition, I had another 0.5 liter plastic bottle attached to my backpack at the front, where I also put in 2 stick packs. So I had a total of 8 stick packs with me. And at one drop station, one of the last 8 stations, I had also dropped a bag there, or they took it there. So I had an extra 2 stick packs in there just in case I would need that for the remaining 8K, which took me hours anyways, because it was the last very steep ascent. So I knew I was going to be prepared with at least 10 to 12 stick packs of Tailwind, which equals 1 pack per hour. Now it's really difficult to kind of time or get an idea of how much you drink every time you zip on it, because you don't know whether the bladder is going to empty out after 2 hours or 3 hours or however. But I just tried to feel into each zip, because it was so highly concentrated I would not be able to drink 4 or 5 big zips. So every few minutes I just kind of knew, I didn't look at my watch, but I just knew, okay, now would be the time again to take a zip, which I did. And then after 2 or 3 small zips, I knew, okay, my belly's fine again, and I just had the energy. And I got a little bit hungry at one point, so I just started drinking more, because Tailwind really kind of really fills you up too. And I was able to pee 3 times on the way. I think once about 1/3 in, and then 2 other times throughout, which is a really good sign if you're able to pee, because most people can't. And like I said, I've always had these struggles before, and I would just get so bloated, and I just knew my body just couldn't absorb all the other energy I was giving it. So Tailwind really does the trick. It's got lots of electrolytes and salt and stuff, everything you need, and the calories, because you can't just run on empty, like on 100 calories in an ultra race. It's just not working. Or you're going to lose all your energy in the last quarter of the race or the run, if you're running a long, if you're having a long day out running. So that's what I did. And then I got to about 50k or so, and I just realized, okay, I may not have as much left. So I just filled up my water bottle with two stick packs at one of the last aid stations, and I knew I was going to be fine all the way up to the top. Well, I did have one small cup of Coke on the last 4 kilometers, which was just something different for me to have in my mouth, and was also like a sparkly kind of Coke, which was really refreshing. And I also had small pieces of banana throughout the aid stations. Like, in total, it added up to one banana. But I never really got hungry. I never had a real energy low. I never had a single headache, not even after the race. I mean, that's just how tailwind works. And my hands weren't as swollen because I wear rings, and I'd notice if those rings would get really tight, but they didn't. So I was really well nourished throughout, and I really put lots of that success that I had last weekend down to the nutritional part. Now, many people I know suffer from terrible stomach issues, and it's something that I want to cover in a different podcast. It's like a whole new topic, I believe, but for now, let me tell you that on race day and on the day before, you don't want to eat anything that you don't know. A friend of mine, I think she purchased like an evening meal just to have something with her, and it's different herbs, different types of cooking that you're used to, and she didn't really feel that well afterwards, but we just didn't know how to help ourselves. So, I mean, I had cooked my quinoa and peas and hard-boiled egg. But yeah, it's just how it can happen. So please do never experiment with foods the day before your race or on race day. If it's like a night start, make sure you eat very light stuff, easy to digest stuff. I had lots of amaranth pops with cashew nut milk and some cinnamon and cumin. What else did I have? I had some fruit like banana. Then I cooked up a huge portion of quinoa with peas and a hard-boiled egg cut into it, and some olive oil and some salt and pepper. So I had like half the portion before I actually went to the start, and then in the evening around 9 o'clock or 10 or even 11 p.m. I think I ate the rest. So I was really well nourished before I got to the start, and I also started to drink some tailwind in the hour before the start, so I'd go into it already well nourished and satiated, because the last thing I wanted was to feel hungry, which has happened before, that I got to a start and I was starving, and it's not how you want to feel. And I know it can be difficult to eat solid foods before your race, because if you're bloated, you feel full and it's not a nice feeling in your body. But at the end of the day, if you're racing, you just have to look at it like you're the race car and you just need to fuel the tank up, the engine. You know, you just need to make sure that the fuel you give it will last you through, so you don't get the cramps, you don't get anything else. And I also had some magnesium sticks with me, like 400 milligrams of magnesium sticks, which I thought if I do get a cramp, I will take those, but I never needed any because tailwind just worked so well. So in short, that was my coverage of my day out. Real experience, real life, just how it worked. And I also, of course, I must say that along with zipping from a tailwind bladder, I always had a few zips of water fill up in a different flask, a half liter flask, and I'd always use that flask, drink it, the half liter flask, from aid station to aid station, because they were really well spread out. So I knew that my water was going to last me to the next one, and I'd only fill up my water. So it was very easy. So I didn't waste any time standing around wandering and eating some solid foods and stuff that I may just throw up on. So yeah, you really have to know yourself and, you know, keep the appetite that you may have for other foods for later, for after the race, because it is a long day out. It can be a really long day out. And if you experiment or eat something at the aid stations that look very tempting and very appetizing, but you've not really eaten them before or you're not used to them, then it may really screw your stomach up. Because if you're running with an effort, and as you get more tired and fatigued, it's harder for the muscles to get all the energy. So liquid calories like you have with tailwind just works a treat. And that's the whole secret to that, you know. I believe less people can suffer when they have the liquid calories, and I believe less people will suffer if they make sure they eat very lightly and don't even stuff yourself stupid with pasta, you know, in the hours before the classical pasta race mistake of just eating so many empty calories. Like the night before, I think I ate some whole grain pasta, or the two nights before, even 2 days in a row. Whole grain pasta with some cheese, some olive oil, salt and pepper, and lots of veggies. I didn't even eat any salad, but I just made sure that I had some nutritious and wholesome foods that I would eat. So, yeah, and also I must admit, on race day when we traveled to the town in the afternoon, my friend and I, I was just hungry all day. Although I was eating really good stuff, I felt my body was getting really ready for that race. I felt my body was kind of knowing and sensing what was coming. So it kind of really gave me the signs to just eat and keep eating, every like little snacks every 2 hours. So, and now we bought a muffin too, because I just felt like I needed some sugar and some, yeah, some of that stuff too. So I wasn't really as super disciplined, because at the end of the day, you know, I'm not making a living from this running, so I just took it a little bit less seriously and just thought, okay, I'm going to be fine. I'm going to be fine in the race, and I'm going to be fine with that, like, half a muffin right now. So, yeah, that's really the message for today, that so much of training and race nutrition is in your mind. I mean, it's what you can make sure you do when you eat your food and prepare it and buy it. But the other part is to really visualize yourself running well. And if you keep visualizing that all is going well, and that you're supported, and that you're protected, and that every step along your path is safe, and that you're the race car and you just need the fuel, it takes your focus away from all the issues that can come up. I mean, you can never be 100% sure, but you can make sure with the way you prepare yourself in your mind too, you can lessen the risk of running into any issues, literally running into any issues. So I believe that simplicity really plays a big deal, plays a big part. Staying as simple as you can, keeping the appetite and other things for after the race, and just focus on those hours ahead of you, of how you're just fueling up your tank, your engine, makes all the difference. I really hope this helped you. If you have any questions, if you need personal support, if you have questions around race nutrition, training nutrition, or if you need help with finding out more about Tailwind, contact me. I can get you a special code where you can order the stuff for much less. You get 10% off. I arrange that for my people, for my tribe that I know will benefit from this offer. So you also have no shipping fees. If you're living in Europe, just get in touch with me. If you have other tips that you want to share, if you want to share your personal tip on what works for you, feel free to comment on the blog, or feel free to send me an email at anna@annachughes.com. I welcome every sort of feedback and input. If you have any ideas or questions of an issue or a topic that you want to have covered in a podcast, let me know. You know, I love to attend to your specific problems and questions that you have, so I can be of best service to you. And I appreciate your time. This was a shorter one. I'm sure it's going to suit you too on a short drive somewhere or on a shorter run to listen to this. Spread the word, share it with your friends, with your running friends, with your colleagues, with your family, with whoever you think is going to benefit from this. And I look forward to speaking to you next time. Until then, have a great time and happy running!
Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral. Alles super.
Wusstest du, dass TK Maxx immer die besten Markendeals hat? Duftkerzen für alle? Sportoutfits? Stylische Pieces für dein Zuhause? Designer-Handtasche? Check, check, check. Bei TK Maxx findest du große Marken zu unglaublichen Preisen. Psst. Im Onlineshop auf tkmaxx.de kannst du rund um die Uhr die besten Markendeals shoppen. TK Maxx. Immer der bessere Deal im Store und online.
Ich habe mich natürlich schockverliebt, weil die war wirklich ganz, ganz klein. So begann die Mensch-Hund-Beziehung zwischen Christina und Tierschutzhund Frieda. Und wie es danach, nach dem ersten Moment der Verliebtheit, so weiterging und welche Klippen es danach zu umschiffen galt, das hört ihr in der neuen Ausgabe von Iswas Dog, dem Podcast für harmonische Mensch-Hund-Beziehungen.
Iswas Dog mit Malte Asmus.
Überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.